It's the Evening Bulletin. I'm Perry Michael Simon. It's Valentine's Day. And when you hear this, I'll most likely be in downtown Los Angeles at Podcast Movement Evolutions, cursing the idea that someone timed the convention to coincide with Valentine's Day. It could be worse. It could be someplace other than my hometown, and I could be hundreds or thousands of miles away from my wife on Valentine's Day. As it is, though, I'm going to have to bail on the convention a little early and race home in early rush hour traffic to make it home in time for dinner, which is essential for this holiday. And here's where I add the disclaimer that, yes, it's a manufactured holiday played up by greeting card and candy manufacturers and florists and restaurants, so you'll spend money on that stuff. But if you're in any kind of relationship, it's a must, because no matter how much you tell yourself it's a phony holiday, you're still expected to live up to it, and you still want it for yourself, too. Yeah, it's silly, but it's also a chance to celebrate your love, and you like getting that card and that box of See's candy, so you're going to have to take part, and in the end, you're going to love it, because the feeling you get when you're gazing across the dinner table at the one you love is worth all the candy and dinner and flowers and fighting traffic in the world. If you're not in a relationship today, however, you can safely ignore all of it. Just treat yourself to candy and dinner. There's no law against loving yourself. And while you ponder the double meaning of that last line, I'll just say happy Valentine's Day to Fran and to all of you. Have a loving weekend, and I'll be back Monday. For this week, that's enough.